Good morning. Amy speaking.
Good morning. I just had 2 missed calls from you guys.
Hi, Yesenia. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Very good. Thank you. This is Mimi. I just spoke to your mother and Jose about her services.
Yes.
Okay. So they reached out to us in regards this is Mimi. I'm from the Home Care Agency.
Okay.
So I offered them to help. They said they need help. You are the caregiver. I don't know. They needed a new caregiver or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I take care of my mom. My stepdad is in our business. Don't know why.
Okay.
So he's trying to say that I can't work for her no more, which she doesn't want that. She still wants me to work for her, and she's the one that has the say. And I already worked through a different company.
Okay. I understand. So, first of all, we are another agency. So if you are interested to take care of her and getting a better pay rate, I'm happy to do so. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Continue.
So also, if you do need help with like certain hours that you can't help or one day you're busy or whatever, I'm happy to help with a backup caregiver.
Okay.
If that's an option for you. What do you think?
Okay, but where are you guys located? Because we're a legacy.
Yeah, I know. We are too.
Oh, okay, because it's at Philly.
because we have an agency in Philly and, you know, throughout Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're a big company.
Well, I'm going to speak to my mom and her husband to see what is it that he really wants to do, because if he doesn't want me to care for my mom, I mean, I don't think it's right for him to have the say, because he's not the person that needs
right,
to care.
It's your mother, after all.
Yeah.
Okay, look, and either way, I'm happy to help if you want to switch agencies and, you know, get something better than you're getting right now. It depends. You're doing 40 hours a week, he mentioned something?
Yeah, well, he doesn't know too much of what I do for my mom, because I don't, with my hours, I work 50 hours a week.
How many?
I work 50 hours a week.
50?
Yeah.
Okay. So 50 hours a week, and are you getting paid right now, if you don't mind me asking? I'll work with you.
To be honest, I hate it, but, like, it's my mom, and that's the only reason I'm doing it, because it's my mom. I've been trying to look for other agencies that pay more, because I used to work. I've been doing this kind of work for years. I was working with a client for 6 years. I was getting paid $14 an hour, and now I'm getting paid $12 an hour. So I really downgraded just because I want to take care of
my mom.
So I'm
definitely happy to offer you more. I can. What about, like, $14.50?
$14.50.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be nice.
I can do the 10 hours of overtime, because there is some overtime.
Yeah. Do you pay overtime pay?
We do. Yes.
And do you guys give raises? Like,
we do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If things work out and we have a good connection, then definitely.
And do you say holiday or no?
We do.
Okay, because I know the agency I work for now, they don't pay holiday, they don't give raises. I've been with my mom for 3 years with this company, and
wow.
I've been set with $12 an hour.
Wow.
Like, she doesn't give raises.
Must be tough, huh?
Yeah, and then dealing with my stepdad, it's annoying too.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I figured something is going on, but I'm happy to help if I can.
Okay, so I'm going to have a sit-down with them and see if that's what he wants to do, if he wants to keep me or not. If not, then I will let you guys know so that I can send her over, like, towards you guys. So,
yeah.
The company
The
company I work for is in Harrisburg, and she don't have really people out here. The people that referred me to this company that I'm with is her insurance company, and she only has me in Lancaster. All her caretakers are from Harrisburg. Nobody's going to come down here to watch my mom if I'm not watching my mom from Harrisburg.
Right. Yeah, it is a bit of a hard area, but if we can make it happen, then we'll definitely try our best. But if you can stay her caregiver and we're happy to pay you, that would be great.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So I'm going to have a sit down with them, and then can I
get you a comment? Yeah, do that. And you could call me back, or I can have my intake team also reach out to you maybe today, later, or tomorrow, whenever. And then if you're willing to switch over, we do a conference call, like a three-way call with a service coordinator from the insurance, and we let them know about the agency transfer, and like this, they approve it, and they send us the authorization so you can get paid right away.
Okay. And then with the amount of hours that I'm talking to you about, can we not talk to my stepdad about that?
Yeah, we're not going to discuss that with him.
Okay, because
I'll make a note.
He's like, and it's really frustrating when I have to deal with him, and I'm...
I understand. I right away realize what's going on. That's what I was called to discuss it with you.
With hostility, oh my god, he's himself.
Right. No, I understand, you know. So we all go through these things, so as long as we communicate, we're good.
Yep. So I'm gonna have a sit down with them, and then I will get back to you.
Amazing. Okay, perfect. So we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure, my pleasure. Have a good one. We'll talk.
See you. Bye.
Bye.